This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Mexican pharmacies are booming along the southwestern border, attracting Americans who are saving big money on drugs they can't afford back home. Most return to the U.S. without incident, but there are reports that increasing numbers of tourists are being shaken down by Mexican police officers working with these pharmacies. An alleged sexual assault by a Tijuana policeman has put even more pressure on Mexican authorities to clean up the drugstores and the police. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS reports from Tijuana.
The Parsons of Mankato, Minnesota are having a great time in Tijuana. They've just saved a bundle on medications and didn't even need prescriptions. Outside one of Tijuana's 1,200 pharmacies, Kirk Parsons turns to his daughter Lisa as she rifles through their shopping bag.
What do we get? Amoxicillin, Lipitor, Lambicil. Just stuff that we can buy cheaper down here than we can in the States. The insurance up there isn't covering some of this.
And saving money is a Parsons family tradition.
My folks buy, Dad gets about $400 and some of stuff twice a year down here.
The family of four, plus a toddler and a girlfriend, have filled their bags and are headed back across the border to San Diego. Kirk Parsons says that so far, everything has gone well.
No hassles. I've been fine. We've enjoyed it.
But the Parsons shopping trip is illegal, even though millions of other Americans who buy Mexican drugs every year are doing the same thing. Al Anzaldúa is Citizen Services Officer at the U.S. Consulate in Tijuana. He says laws regarding drug purchases are seldom enforced.
There's a common perception in the United States that you can go to any pharmacy in Mexico and buy any quantity you want of any drug and that it's all okay just because the pharmacies will sell them to you. But it's not okay.
And it may be dangerous. To be legal, consumers need to obtain U.S. and Mexican prescriptions, but few ever do. And several times a month, American tourists report a shakedown that involves the pharmacy and a Tijuana police officer. Anzaldúa says the scam usually starts with a jalador, literally a puller, who looks for unsuspecting tourists and brings them into a specific pharmacy.
Normally it's a male. He'll take them to, his uncle's pharmacy, and then will then tip off the police, and then they split it, the extortion money.
The police usually ask tourists for several hundred dollars to avoid jail. While extortion isn't new here, some Americans are beginning to fight back. Last summer, 16 police officers were charged with shaking down Americans. But Anzaldúa says Tijuana authorities still haven't imposed the 30-day suspensions.
It's been frustrating because, although finally, after a long process, there were some sanctions given, apparently at this stage, the policemen involved have not actually been suspended.
A turning point was reached in October when an Iowa family was stopped by police after leaving a pharmacy. Police took the 32-year-old woman, her husband, and 9-year-old son to a substation less than 100 feet from the U.S. border crossing. They demanded $400 and took the husband and son to an ATM. The woman was left alone with a police supervisor.
He locked the door, shut the curtain. He grabbed me and put me kind of in like a, I guess you would say, a hug. He told me if I gave him sex and $100 that he would let me go. I told him no, that we had the money available.
The woman, who asked that her hometown and full name not be revealed, said she feared for her life.
After that, what would have been the third strip search, then he proceeded to rape me. He threatened me, of course, not to tell anyone.
After her husband and son returned 45 minutes later, they paid the police and left. She reported the incident to police in Los Angeles 2 days later. And with the help of the U.S. consulate and Mexican state prosecutors, the woman has returned twice to testify against her alleged assailants. A Tijuana judge is expected to issue a verdict in the case early next year.
But everyone's really trying to make this go through so that these people can be punished. And hopefully other police officers will look at this and go, maybe I should not do that.
It's the first time that authorities can remember a Mexican police officer allegedly raping an American tourist and the woman stepping forward. But Tijuana human rights activist Victor Clark says it's probably not the first time it's ever happened.
It's terrible what happened because it is the symbol of the extreme levels of corruption, but also of many incidents never report that happened against Americans who come to this city.
And despite increasing troubles with police in Tijuana, it's likely that bargain-hunting Americans will continue to shop for medicine south of the border. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.